Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Two Georgia military bases are at the center of a kickback scheme for several multi-million dollar contracts. Construction company executive David Kennedy pleaded not guilty to accepting $400,000 in kickbacks. The money was for projects at Fort Benning near Columbus and Fort Gordon near Augusta. As for when Georgians go to the polls to select their 2020 presidential candidates, GPB's Stephen Fowler reports the state is moving the date.
Voters here will choose their presidential preference March 24th, 3 weeks after its traditional spot on Super Tuesday when many other states weigh in. That's because the state needs more time to get its new voting machines online. In the next few weeks, the Secretary of State's office will announce which company's ballot marking devices with a paper component they have selected. Those machines will be tested in a few local elections this fall before rolling out statewide. What remains to be seen is how the new primary date will impact Georgia's role in the Democratic race to challenge President Trump. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
In Savannah, the city council tomorrow will consider a total overhaul of the city's zoning code. GPB's Emily Jones reports.
Savannah's current zoning ordinance passed in 1960. Since then, there have been lots of amendments to the law and changes to the city. So officials say it's time for new rules that align with the Savannah of today. Marcus Lotson of the Metropolitan Planning Commission says city planners now think differently.
A lot of the things that we consider issues today that we relate to zoning were not issues as far as people were concerned back then.
The proposed zoning ordinance aims to protect natural resources and historic neighborhoods. Advocates also hope it can address food deserts. The city council is expected to vote on the changes next month. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.